Imagine the feel of a cool February breeze against your skin, the salty tang of the sea mixing with the sweet scent of your bouquet. It's your wedding day and you stand at the bow of the Lady Louvibond, the ship that would carry your new husband and you on your honeymoon. The night sky stretched endlessly above you, a vast expanse of stars twinkling like the joy in your hearts. The ship cuts smoothly through the water, the sound of the waves a soothing backdrop to the laughter and the music that filled the air. You were celebrating not just your marriage, but also the promise of adventure and of new beginnings. But as the hours passed, a sense of foreboding crept into your heart, unbidden and unwelcome. Among the crew, the first mate was one who troubled you the most. His eyes, dark and brooding, often lingered on you longer than they should. There was something unsettling in his gaze, a smoldering intensity that made you shiver. It was shortly after midnight when it happened. The joyous clamor suddenly turned to shouts of alarm. You stumbled as the ship lurched violently, the deck tilting beneath your feet. Your husband's arms were around you in an instant, his voice calm but urgent, as he shouted orders to his men. Confused as to what was happening, you looked toward the wheel and saw him, the first mate, his face twisted with an expression of pure malevolence. He gripped the wheel with white-knuckled hands, steering you directly toward the jagged silhouette of the Goodwin Sands. The treacherous shoals loomed closer, their dark outline like the teeth of some monstrous beast waiting to devour you whole. Then, the monstrous beast takes his shot. The icy water surges over the deck, pulling you under, and everything goes black. Welcome back to Unlocking the Paranormal. I am your host, Carrie. On today's episode, I will take you on a voyage as we discuss the phantom ship, the Lady Louvibond. Now, before we get into the story itself, I just want to say that I am so excited to be back for season 2 of Unlocking the Paranormal. I have a lot of really fun things planned this season. We've got several researched episodes, such as today's, this episode. The Paranormal Pen Pal episodes will be back this season. Those are the episodes where you submit your story to be shared on the podcast. And we even have some special guests this season. And a contest or two. One that I will share now is that for each of the researched episodes that I will be sharing, I will be giving out clues or riddles on Instagram before the episode airs, where you all will have a chance to try and guess what the episode will be about. Everyone who answers correctly gets an opportunity to win a prize. Right now, I've got some sticker packs ready to give out. If you want some free stickers, head over to Instagram, try to solve that riddle. If you're interested in some free stuff, definitely get involved and check those out. Obviously, there's going to be more than one winner because there's going to be more than one researched episode this season. So, let's get into today's episode. The story begins on February 13th, 1748, off the coast of Kent, England. Captain Simon Reed, or, as some account, to Simon Peel, planned a voyage along the River Thames toward the open sea and circumnavigating the Kent coastline before reaching open water and heading toward Portugal. Captain Reed organized this trip as a honeymoon for his new bride, Annetta. On Valentine's Day, 1748, the ship set sail. On board the ship was Captain Reed, his new bride, Annetta, his first mate, John Rivers, and the crew. Captain Reed beamed at his wife with a love that made her spirit soar. His crew was diligent and respectful, though there was a sense of subtle undercurrent of discomfort. They were seasoned sailors, steeped in superstition, weary of having a woman aboard. Yet, Captain Reed's confidence and the newlyweds' happiness seemed to ease their unease. As the newlywed couple's ship set sail for a romantic journey, a dark secret sailed with them. While the newlyweds and crew celebrated the recent nuptials below deck, one passenger found himself too jealous and enraged to celebrate. Unbeknownst to the crew and passengers, the trip would take a tragic turn. Captain Simon Reed, the newlywed husband, becomes entangled in a jealousy-fueled dispute with his friend and first mate. The emotional turmoil on board sets the stage for a nautical tragedy with paranormal consequences. While the final moments of the Lady Luftbond are murky, like the sandy waters that doomed its voyage, I will attempt to navigate through the details of those final moments. What is speculated is that the captain's first mate and best man, John Rivers, schemed a plan based on revenge. You see, Rivers was in love with someone too, the same someone on board that just got married. That is right. He was in love with the beautiful Annetta. His love for her was so strong that the thought of being without her and having to watch his friend live the love life that he wanted sent rage through his veins. His heart ached with the weight of unspoken love, twisted into something darker with every glance that they shared. The celebration carried on around him, the crew oblivious to the storm brewing within his chest. They toasted the happy couple, their voices loud and joyous, while he seethed in silence. His resentment grew and festered until it consumed any rational thought. The laughter, the music, the camaraderie, it all gnawed at his nerves, each sound a reminder of what he could never have. And then, in the shadows of his mind, a plan took shape, born of desperation and a need to reclaim what was never his. His plan to take control of the ship was carried out, unbeknownst to the newlyweds and the crew that were celebrating with drink and music below deck. The ship veered off course. John Rivers approached the wheel, his hands steady despite the chaos in his mind and his heart. Everyone, unsuspecting, stepped aside, and he took control. With a sharp turn, he guided the Lady Luftbond toward the Goodwin Sands, the treacherous shoals that had claimed countless ships before them. The crew's laughter faltered, replaced by shouts of alarm as they realized their course and that John Rivers had intentionally steered the ship right into danger. His jealousy, his madness, had driven him to the act of betrayal, sealing all of their fates and a single unforgivable moment. The impact was sudden and brutal. The Lady Luvibon shuddered as her hull cracked against the sandbanks, the wood splintering beneath them, a sound that chilled them more than the icy spray of the sea. The crew scrambled and everyone cried. It all mingled with the roar of the sea, the icy cold water dragging them down, pulling them into its depths. Rivers, knowing the location and its history of many shipwrecks and deaths, aimed for the Goodwin Sands. His actions resulted in the tragic loss of all on board. All passengers met their watery grave, leaving behind a vessel cursed by sorrow and revenge. According to an online article, Goodwin Sands is a 10-mile long and 3-mile wide sandbank, located at the southern end of the North Sea, lying 6 miles off of the Deal Coast in Kent, England. Due to the tides and its currents, the shoals are constantly shifting. Typically, the sand remains completely submerged between 8 to 15 meters beneath the water's surface. But as the tide falls, the sandbank breaks the surface and exposes about a tenth of its true total area. When the sand is exposed, it is firm enough to walk upon. As the tide returns, the sandbank turns into quicksand, consuming anyone or anything left standing. There are many legends that exist about how the Goodwin Sands originated. One of those legends is that of the sandbar was Lomia, a small island. Lomia, otherwise known as Low Island, is said to be the legendary lost island that was once some of the best and most fruitful lands. It is said that Earl Goodwin was the owner in Saxton time and pastured flocks of sheep on the land. It was low ground and protected by a seawall. After Goodwin's death, the island passed on to the Abbey of St. Augustine at Canterbury. He then used the stones intended for the seawall to build a steeple for a church. This made the land vulnerable. After a great storm broke down the walls, the sea swallowed the island and converted it into quicksand. In some articles and books, some say Goodwin was to blame for not maintaining Lomina's sea defense. According to Unsolved Mysteries of the Sea by Patricia Fanthorpe, geological drilling on the Goodwin Sands seems to indicate that only decayed marine matter exists between the layers of shifting sand, and most geologists think it's unlikely that there was ever an island there in the first place. Either way, the quicksand has been a disaster site of many shipwrecks. According to GoodwinSands.org.uk, lying en route between London, the North Sea, and the Atlantic Ocean, the Goodwin Sands lie in one of the busiest shipping lanes in the world and poses a serious threat to shipping. The first recorded wrecking was in 1298. Since then, over 2,000 shipwrecks have been recorded, with the true number probably reaching near 3,500. This stretch of sandbank, dubbed the Ship Swallower, has engulfed ships, military aircraft, and 4 submarines, claiming the lives of tens of thousands of Marines and servicemen. Some of the more notable shipwrecks to take place here occurred during the Great Storm of 1703. At least 13 men of war and 40 merchant vessels wrecked, resulting in the deaths of 2,168 lives. It wasn't until 1979 that one of the ships lost during that night, the HMS Stirling Castle, was discovered by local divers. These very wrecks would have been known to John Rivers or anyone sailing in the location. Other notable wrecks include the ship Admiral Gardner that was wrecked in January 1809. It was an East India Company ship that carried a cargo of iron, guns, anchors, and 48 tons of company coins. The wreck was found in 1984, and about a million coins were recovered. The wreck of Admiral Gardner is now designated a protected area with a 300-meter exclusion zone around its remains. The last known tragedy involved the South Lightship that capsized in 1954 due to a hurricane force winds, killing 6 of the 7 crew members on board. There is currently one remaining lightship on the end of the sands to warn ships. At one point in time, the sands were once covered by 2 lighthouses on the Kent mainland, one each covering the north and the south ends of the sands. The South Foreland Lighthouse is now owned by the National Trust, and the North Foreland Lighthouse is still operating. Now, I want to peer into the reports and sightings of the Lady Luvumond haunting the seas. Over the centuries, witnesses have claimed to see the phantom ship sailing the waters near Goodwin Sands, forever locked in a spectral reenactment of its doomed final moments. According to Unsolved Mysteries of the Sea, exactly 50 years to the date, on February 13, 1798, the skipper of the Edenbridge made a long entry claiming that he had almost collided with a schooner, a three-master, which was sailing straight for the Goodwins. And according to other sources, the skipper recalled hearing what sounded like celebration. When this disappeared from view, a rescue team was ordered to perform a search, but nothing was found. Then, history appears to repeat itself in 1848, when the lifeboat crew from Deal went to the rescue of a schooner that seemed to be in distress on this notorious sands. When they reached the spot where they had seen it, there was no trace of any vessel. Prior to the phantom ship gliding to the doomed sands amongst the tattered sail billowing in the wind, was the sound of spectral celebrating, echoing across the waves. Then, in 1898, a similar report was made, or many websites claim. There are not many details of the sightings from 1898, other than it was similar to the other sightings, and that the ship was spotted going towards the sands, and that the sounds of celebration was coming from the ship. Then, according to theventagenews.com, Captain Bull Prestwick filed a report in 1948 claiming to have seen the actual Lady Luvumond, and as it entered the sands, it was surrounded by a green glow. He thought he was seeing an actual ship, and that there was nothing ghostly about it. Believers in the ghost ship sightings flocked to the sands in 1998 to catch a glimpse of this ghostly ship. But unlike the previous 50-year anniversaries, no ship appeared. Many believe the stories of the sightings were a Valentine's Day invention and meant to be an amusing legend. Now, I kind of want to examine the broader context of the maritime superstition and how the Lady Luvumond's legends fit into the tapestry of nautical folklore. You see, there is one major superstition surrounding women on the water. Women were not welcome aboard ship, except in port when the sailors had been at sea for a very long time. Have you ever heard the term son of a gun? Supposedly, this term was coined as passions couldn't wait for landing and affairs were consummated on the gun deck. Another reason women were not welcome aboard was due to men's passion being aroused and, well, jealousy. A lot like what we learned in this episode. Simply put, women were too distracting to men that it brought about bad luck. There is more to this rule than heightened passions. Generally, the conditions on board ship were pretty treacherous, that men wouldn't even want to subject women to those conditions. This is referring to the sleeping, eating, and working conditions. But ironically, naked women brought aboard was said to bring good luck. The superstition is why you see so many bare-breasted figurettes of majestic women or mermaids on the bow of old ships. Simply this sight of bare-breasted women could calm an angry sea and act as guides of the voyage. Lastly, ships are always referred to as she. The reason behind this is because the ship provides a man shelter and protection, like that of a mom or Mother Earth. In today's world, women serve on every type of ship, even submarines. Previously, women were not permitted on submarines until the ban was lifted in 2010. Which, that's kind of nuts to think about, because that was not too long ago. What compels the Lady Luvibond to eternally haunt the maritime horizon? Some theories that hauntings are energy imprinted in time and space. The energy of the emotion that is felt by the deceased creates this paranormal loop. In this case, a 50-year loop. In an online article by the Dover Arts Development, during the early evening of March 29, 2014, children and parents from 6 schools across Dover District gathered on the harbor beach outside Dover Rowing Club's boathouse to take part in an interactive street theater event to search for and rescue the ghost ship by calling to the captain and his bride to entice them back to land. What do you think? Did this reenactment free the souls of the lost ship? Or does the haunting live on, serving as a reminder of the power of love and the sea? Share your thoughts on today's episode on our Facebook or Instagram page, and be sure to share any ghostly encounter at the Goodwin Sands with Unlocking the Paranormal podcast. I do thank you for embarking on this chilling journey to unlocking the paranormal mysteries of the world. Beyond this episode lies a realm of enigmas waiting to be unveiled. For a full list of the episode source material, head over to the Unlocking the Paranormal podcast Facebook page. And for additional creepy content, be sure to follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Unlocking the Paranormal. I never miss a moment of the unearthly tales that await by following the show wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is independently produced, and sharing it with friends, family, and your favorite coworkers helps me immensely. Don't forget to leave a review wherever you get your podcasts. And if you would like to join in and become a paranormal pen pal to have your story shared on a ParaPals episode, email your story to unlockingtheparanormalpod@gmail.com. Stay tuned for our next episode and keep an eye out for those riddles and clues, where we will venture further into the labyrinth of the supernatural. Until next time, stay curious, embark on the journey, and may you find the key to unlocking the paranormal.